All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Kareem Rehani. He is the CEO of Falcon Gold. And Kareem, it's good to see you again. How are you?
You too, Steve. Nice to see you.
So you put out a corporate newsletter sort of talking about what you did in 2021 and what's ahead in 2022. And in there, you talked a lot, obviously, about your flagship in Central Canada project. So let's start there. Give us an update on what happened last year and where you're at for this year.
Sure. So the corporate update was fairly long. It was a few pages. I think most people I spoke to seem to have read the whole thing and were quite pleased. 2021 was a very busy year in the fact that we completed two rounds of drilling at Central Canada, which is our main flagship asset. It has a 230,000 ounce historic resource, grading just shy of 10 grams. We've extended this the strike length on the historic mine zone by 140 meters. We've identified three key areas, three new zones, which are very high grade, 20 grams plus at surface. Our next phase at the Central Canada project is really to test the depth. We want to do a few holes, 300-400 meters. And also explore this, this new target area. It's very rich. All the modeling we're doing is basically adding to our current modeling for a new resource calculation. And our objective is really just to validate the historic workings and come to market with a resource calculation.
And are you hoping to get that resource out this year?
Right now I would like to say yes. Right now, weather and finding a crew, we're hoping to have that identified here in the next few weeks. If we're able to do a fairly aggressive program in the next few months, it could be late year.
Okay. Last year, you also did a number of acquisitions as well, and it also brought you into a new area of Canada. Can you talk sort of about that new area, how excited you are about it?
Yeah, so Newfoundland has been probably one of the most exciting areas as of recently. A company by the name of Newfound Gold, really kicked off, Bonanza, Staking Rush. They've been hitting some phenomenal results out of the gate. We've acquired about 100,000 hectares tied on to major structures. So at Hope Brook, which is controlled by Benton, Sokiman, to our north and south, they've identified 1 million ounces in the indicated category. And we've got the largest land position right in the center of that. We've also got ground up at Gander. We're basically mobilizing air crews there to do airborne magnetic surveys. All our ground is essentially tied on to major structures. It's earlier stage projects, but all the geophysics and everything that we've done is all kind of building into a story where we own 100%. We don't have any NSRs. Our ground at Hope Brook is 400 meters away from Benton and Sokiman's first lithium discovery. We've done geophysical studies on that ground. It's the same type of geology, same type of trend. And we're just waiting again for the weather to clear. We should be able to get on the property within the next few weeks.
Okay. And Kareem, finally, just what does 2022 hold for the company? Obviously, it was a busy year last year acquiring. Will it be now more about exploration this year than acquisition?
Correct. Obviously, our flagship asset in the Central Canada, we're basically working towards a resource there. In Newfoundland, we've also partnered with another company called Marvel Discovery. It's a sister company to ours. And by doing that, we're able to mitigate some of the costs and do a lot of exploration. We've put in our permitting. And as soon as as soon as that comes back in, we'll be drilling, probably middle of this year.
All right. Well, I know it's going to be an exciting year, and that means you and I will have lots of time to talk about it. So, Kareem, thanks so much. Great update. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right, Kareem Rehani, he's the CEO of Falcon Gold.